Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, Zach here from Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast. Did you know that we have merch on PodSwag? And they also have merch from all your favorite podcasts like Comedy Bang Bang, How Did This Get Made? And again, from us, Off Book. They got shirts, hoodies, pins, posters, mugs, stickers, even gift cards, and so much more to choose from. So start shopping today at podswag.com/offbook and use the code OFFBOOK for 30% off the entire collection from December 4th through December 15th. That's podswag.com/offbook, code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess.
Hello!
Welcome to Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
We got King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella on the keys. We got Wicks on the sticks.
Producer and drummer Dana Wickens.
Hot news, now I, Dana, because Dana got an iPhone.
Oh my gosh, finally my text to her won't be green. Hello!
It's Hello, iMessages. It's a brand new day.
We got Karate Bird. We got Mail Person Stacy.
I can't even talk about all of the people in the neighborhood without just talking about the guest because I do want her in the conversation right now.
You're right. Okay, so guess what?
Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Brett. Brett's in the middle of recording.
Guys, y'all, everybody, we got... Oh, man. I don't even know how to start.
When we did the
canonically important.
Yeah, so she is the very first pilot episode we ever did, which is what convinced Earwolf to let us do this show. So it's basically thank you to her. She's the reason
like the
that we're all here.
Godmother right now. For a legion of sleepy babies. So please welcome her. You know her from Barry, The Good Place, Everything You Love. It's Darcy Gordon.
Hi, Zach and Jesse.
What a treat.
I just realized that if we had like currency, like off book currency, yeah, your face would be on the bill.
Yeah. Me, George?
I think you, George.
Me, George.
Yeah.
Cool. Or me, Abe.
You're the 20.
I think we probably are 1 in 5.
Yeah.
You know,
are we?
Well, we're in the most, so we're like, you know, the most.
Okay.
Ooh, but don't debate who's 1 and who's 5.
It doesn't matter.
Dibs on Lincoln. Okay.
Yeah, I'll take one. I'll take one every day.
Thanks, guys. Well, you know, I'm obsessed with this podcast. I text you about it all the time, usually whilst listening, just like random lines from whatever episode I'm listening to. Was just listening to the Banana King in the car.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Those Hollywood Handbook boys.
Giggling
that Banana King.
Third.
There's something from your episode that is in my head often, which is "Get in the Dolphin Tank."
Oh, really? Get in the Dolphin Tank. You know what gets in mine is Anemone Puppet Day.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
At some point, we put a bunch of anemones on our fingers and use them as finger.
I have one in my head too. That not from the pilot. I think it was the one with Paul Scheer, where it was like fudge. You touch my boob.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You touch my boob.
Well, now that we're
it is something
now,
like
now that,
that
you said get in the dolphin tank, all is
get
gone.
In the dolphin tank.
And yeah, that's a great time. This is a different one where it's like we are the same. We are something, and I like.
Yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
That's the pilot.
Yeah,
we rock.
We do.
Yes, we do.
It's good to have. It is good.
Nothing bad comes of having self-confidence or too much of it.
Well, yeah, boy, hard to know.
You gotta walk that line.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like we are always telling people to be humble, and being humble is very important because you don't want to be a braggart. But I think there's also something about in knowing your own self-worth. I'm not even saying this in our own, not even about us. I'm just like in general.
Yes. Well, you can talk about us. We are very cocky in private.
That is true.
You mean the two of you?
Yes. We are outwardly humble, and in private, we are obscenely cocky.
You disgusting human beings. Yes. Although, you know, I love you so much. So I feel that. I like that. I think that's healthy as hell.
It feels like a pressure valve, you know, where you're like, and I think it's also even slightly performative. It's just like almost like there is truth in comedy.
Mm-hmm.
We have a healthy amount of self-esteem that we have also cultivated as a bit, as a duo. Where we're like, so that time where we like, we're literally the best people ever.
Where we actually like did the best thing that's ever been done.
And it's also all about like, it is almost always about musical improv or musical comedy. It's like, what are we talking about? We're not good at anything important.
We're not like saving lives.
No.
We did the best surgery that has ever been performed.
I don't even know what the best surgery that has ever been performed would be. Is it just like...
No scars.
Perfect surgery?
Fastest? Most hearts replaced?
All of it. Two hearts in one man?
Yes.
Jess is laughing, but I really want to know what her idea is here. Yep, do it.
It's true. They say about the Grinch, his heart grew 8 times that day. But the scene that Dr. Seuss had to cut out is how a doctor had to make surgical way. How could a heart of a Grinch so big fit in a rib cage so small?
Could a heart so big fit in a rib cage so small?
That's where Dr. Seuss did the best surgery ever.
He doesn't get the credit.
Dr. Seuss did the best surgery ever.
Dr. Seuss did the best surgery ever. Because the Grinch's chest was gonna explode.
Some people know the man as Theodore Geisel, but that's not who he really is. Dr. Seuss was his real name, the other one was the pseudonym, so that he could keep the down low for his Dr. Biz. And he was doing operations on faraway beaches, putting stars on and off of the stomachs of sneeches, and helping pops when the stomachs got jumped on too much. He needed a fantastic heart and a doctor's clever touch. When Dr. Seuss did the best surgery ever, Dr. Seuss did the best surgery ever. Oh, the places he'll go and keep going forever, Dr. Seuss. When we saved the life of a Grinch and a story you would not believe. He's in the hospital now, we'll save him if he's able. The Grinch just got laid down on a surgical table.
Beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep. Doctor? Doctor?
Yes?
I've laid out all your tools.
Thank you, nurse.
Is it okay if I stay in the room this time?
Oh, I'd love for you to. There's so much I'll need you for. The Grinch, well, he had such a tiny rib cage. Have you seen him? Have you been able to inspect him?
Yes, I did put his IV in his tiny little arm.
And you did a great job.
Thank you, doctor.
A big old belly and then skinny little legs.
Extremely small legs.
Furry feet. tiny upper body.
Honestly, furry body in general.
Yeah, very furry.
It was hard to get the IV, and I know that sounds crazy, but it's you gotta see the skin.
I had to bring in my razor from home.
Well, from home?
I washed it, but yes, it's from home.
Well, yes, that's not quite protocol, but...
I wish you wouldn't do that.
Yes, but I appreciate you going above and beyond. Now, nurses, yes, tonight will be a long night for opening up a Grinch and making way for a heart that grew several sizes? Did we get a reading on that? How many sizes?
Let me check in the chart. It seems that his heart grew...
Two?
How many sizes that day?
Three,
well, it was
four,
during the day.
Five,
four? Four six, sizes.
Six seven,
sizes. Six
eight,
sizes? I'm going to need eight. To check the record. Let's say that his heart... Yeah, I mean,
several,
I don't know what was reported before, but this Grinch's heart has grown specifically eight sizes.
Eight sizes in one day.
So if we would need to, what, accommodate that with his rib cage also growing eight sizes, correct?
Well, the bones didn't move. That's why I'll have to get in there as me, Dr. Seuss, international cardiothoracic surgeon, and make way for that loving heart. All right.
Do you mind if his dog stays in here? I don't know if that's...
I think that's Max.
Max,
right?
Okay, right.
I think he's the next of kin listed on it. Oh. So I think
next of kin has to be present during the surgery.
It's important.
I don't know why you're saying that out loud. We know that.
We know the rules.
Yes. No, I just want us all to be on the same page.
Yes.
Okay, nurse one and nurse two, and those are your names.
Yep.
Again, you don't have to say that. We know our names.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Thank you for calling us Nurse 1 and Nurse 2 and not calling us Thing 1 and Thing 2, which is
it's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful to not use our title. I mean, is our first name
sure,
Thing?
Sure, sure, sure. But we wouldn't call you...
Roops. Because Roops is just your first name and you are a doctor.
Right.
Dr. Roops Seuss.
That's right. You wouldn't call me that. One time, I'm sorry to admit this, but I called two different nurses, nurse one and nurse two, and they were nurse three and nurse four, and I felt so foolish.
They have to understand, though.
I mean,
did they give you a hard time?
I felt like they gave me an appropriate level of like, hey, that's not cool.
And I
was like, my apologies, but they didn't, you know, rake me over the coals in any way that wasn't.
No, but it's definitely happened before. It's not the first time. One time I called one fish and two fish, red fish and blue fish.
Whoa,
no,
that's actually pretty offensive.
Yeah, did you point out that you are colorblind?
I did, but honestly, it felt like that. Sometimes when you make a mistake, it doesn't matter that you didn't mean to do it. Like,
their
feelings are hurt.
The fact that I didn't do it on purpose
doesn't matter.
I know we're moments away from surgery, but
he's asleep.
Yeah, he's asleep. Can I tell you about an apology that means nothing to me? An apology that means not a thing to me. An apology that means nothing to me. An apology that means nothing to me. An apology that means nothing to me. When someone says, I'm sorry you feel that way, what does that even mean?
Barely an apology.
I'm sorry you feel that way. It's like, can you rewind and start over that day? You're not taking any culpability for the things that you may have said or things you did.
In fact, you're sort of blaming the other person for feeling a way that might not be right.
'Cause intent isn't impact. Intent doesn't matter at all. Intent isn't impact. You say something that makes someone feel very, very small, then just because you didn't want them to get hurt doesn't mean the hurt goes away. So maybe just apologize, like for real, for the things that you say if you hurt someone.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, I suppose there are times where intention matters a tiny bit, but we're talking about more degrees.
Sure.
But generally, I don't assume malicious intent. I don't believe that's what you're doing to me. So I'm already giving you that benefit of the doubt. You saying it again without a shout doesn't help us get closer to getting on the same page.
Same page.
The impact isn't intent.
Is it intense?
If you assume that not being an asshole's what you meant, then impact isn't intent.
Well, good.
Yeah.
I'm just glad we're all on the same page about that.
I am too, and I have to say, Doctor, I really appreciate that you treat us like equals, because honestly, would you agree, Nurse Wen?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it doesn't
nurse
always
too.
Happen.
No, a lot of people say like, oh, you're Nurse One. You right. therefore are the superior to Nurse Two, when in reality, Nurse Two has seniority over me.
Okay, that's actually not what I was talking about, but sure.
What were you talking about? I'm sorry.
I mean,
I feel like I've hurt your feelings.
No, I mean, it's just like, you're the one who always brings up the Nurse One, Nurse Two thing. I was talking about how the doctor actually treats us like an equal to him, but clearly you think that you are above me?
No, that's...
Is that what I'm getting?
No, that is the opposite of what I said. I feel like you're above me. I feel like people assume that I'm above you because I'm number one.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
This sucks. I always do this.
No. No, you don't. You truly don't. And you don't need to be so hard on yourself right now. You did say one thing about the dog treating us as if we're equals to him, and I just would point out that we're definitely not.
But that's, I'm saying I appreciate.
Well, he treats us like we're definitely, equal as things and doctors.
Yes, exactly.
Well, here's the thing. You know, some people think that one day, actually, my career will disappear, but yours will always be constant. As we move towards automation, the kinds of things that I'm able to do might actually veer over into robotics, whereas the care and the tenderness and the manual labor side of medical care will always remain.
I mean, you're talking right now about one of those machines that's being cooked over in the busy robotics world of Dr. Richard Scarry.
Yes.
Who's been making all of those robots, robot doctors.
That's exactly right.
Specifically because it seems like he has a vendetta against you.
Well, you know, some people don't think that there's room for multiple whimsical poets who also have other careers. And it's like, listen, me and Shel Silverstein hang out all the time. Yes. I don't know why Richard Scarry has such a beef.
Richard Scarry is like a true...
Watch
There's
it.
Something going on with that guy.
Do you know, here's what I'll say. There's so much happening on the page of a Richard Scarry book that I'm like, are you hiding something?
Oh, wow. I
you know,
see exactly.
You know, like,
yeah.
this is you're almost a Waldo at this point. And whereas I like to make sure that my storytelling is clear, that children and adults alike can follow a linear story.
I would just point out at this point the anesthesia is...
Oh, it's
oh, it is.
I'm just going to put a little more in and soup. Okay.
Great job. A few more minutes for us to just discuss our lives, writings for children, before we have to operate on this Grinch, who, by the way, I'm so proud of. I'm so proud of this Grinch. Do you know how hard it was for him to put back all of those Christmas things?
I know. He's really grown.
It was really amazing to watch.
I'm proud of him.
I'm proud of him.
I don't even know him personally, and I'm proud of him.
Me too. I was just like, how'd you even remember, like, which, like, roast beefs you took from which fridges, you know? And which, like, whiz-whizbees and which fizz whizzies you took.
Can we talk about the roast beasts really quick?
Of
yes,
course.
Please.
Because, so before...
Not too much or I might get hungry.
Wait, can I tell you guys something? I find it, it's like really, I don't know how to like separate this in my mind.
Okay.
I often get hungry during surgery and I'm like, this is gross because I'm looking at human meat.
Sometimes snitch meat.
Yeah. And, well, I'm looking at like something that, you know, has consciousness.
Creature meat
in a way that makes me like, whoa,
what's up with me?
What I wanted to talk about the roast beast.
Okay.
Because it's like... We call it a beast and it is a beast, but we never call it anything more. When we hunt the beast, what is it like? Are we sure? Like, it's not a cow and it isn't a lamb and it's definitely not a goat. It's some kind of beast and we roast it. It's a beast that just has to be roast.
I'll tell you where I got the feast beast, the beast from the feast. I'll tell you where I got the feast beast, the beast from the feast. I will tell you where I got the feast beast, the beast from the feast. I will tell you where I got the feast beast.
Where?
Well, it was a journey. It was quite a hassle. I found in an old abandoned castle. It was when I was too hungry to handle, and I was given a feast from a candle. And then I was a little hungry, too hungry, I suppose. So I hung
little beast in a coat who was staring at a wilting rose. I'll tell you where I got the beast for the feast. I'll tell you where I got the feast, beast.
I'm so sorry. I think he's waking up again. I think it was mostly because you were screaming.
Fair.
You I think it was screaming. Less about the anesthesia, more that you were screaming
and,
in his face.
And also, just to be clear,
yes,
he was wearing a coat when you hunted him,
mm-hmm.
and a candle feast. You hunted some sort of sentient clothes wearing thing to death. That's
no. Me,
doctor.
I mean,
no, he didn't. He didn't say anything. I mean, granted, I was leading an angry mob with torches, and we didn't really give him a chance, but no, certainly not. He was just some sort of bear that had stolen a coat and learned how to stand on two legs and fall in love.
I'm sure that's what it was.
Are you
I'm
guys
sorry,
sure?
Hold on. What was that last part?
Fall in love?
Why do you know that part? What's that? How do you know that part?
Well, I've tried to block out this night and the thing that I saw in his eyes, but actually as the arrow pierced his hide, I saw a look of surprise. Not that he was in pain, not that he was soon to die, but why could he be shown love for a moment? Oh, why? Oh, I might have to go.
You okay, doctor?
Noah! I'm not okay.
We can put the anesthesia on for another hour, maybe two.
Well, I may have killed a man.
Killed a
beast. I may have killed a beast who was a man.
What?
And now I'm starting to think that the difference is arbitrary. And maybe Zeus is the richer.
Tears are dripping into the
yeah. You gotta back up from the table.
I'm sorry.
You can't do that
I'm
over the
so
table.
I'm so sorry. Oh, look, my tears.
My God,
my tears are making his ribcage grow.
Yeah, that's weird. Hey, listen, Doc. You need to take a couple days. You're in no space to be operating right now.
No, certainly.
We can have him sleep for a couple days.
We'll sleep him for a couple days. We'll sleep him all the time.
Yeah, we'll sleep
we
him up
can't
for a
sleep this Grinch for a couple days. Sure. He'll miss the Christmas feast.
Oh, my.
He'll miss. Crying because it rhymes with beast, and you may have killed a man who was also a beast.
He'll miss holding hands with Cindy Lou Who and singing Dahu Dori.
I mean,
he's done it before, man.
He does it every year. Honestly, in the beginning of the has Christmas, he's learned a lot. By January 6th, the dude is back to his old tricks, and he has to spend the entire year, like, grinching it up again, and then he learns again. It's like, how many times
and
are we going to hear
guess
this
I'm
Grinch
I'm proud
start?
Of him in a way, but I'm also like, learn from your mistakes, brother.
Yeah.
Our point is, he will be fine. You, I think...
You need to take a break.
Go see Richard Scarry, just so you're like, I'm definitely not like this guy. Go to that castle or cave or, well, I shouldn't assume. He was a cave. It was a beast. So I assume he lived in like a cave, like a hole in the ground.
No, it was a castle. I said that.
He did. Yeah. The doctor said a castle and something about a candle feast.
Oh, a candle feast. Like where a human would live. Yeah, go there. Check up on it. Just see what's going on there.
Yeah, so I did run out because... Well, he started to scare me very much, and then he was floating in the air and spinning around, so I was like, well, now there's something really scary going on.
Okay, so let me say this for sure, then. Skip Richard Scarry. No one cares. Go to that castle. You should figure out and just make sure that by, like, killing him, you haven't accidentally butterfly affected, like, a whole bunch of other creatures or beings or something else. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Hey,
we'll just sleep this body for a while.
Nurse one?
Yes, nurse two.
You're kind of crossing a line.
Hey, nurse, too.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're right.
I've got your back.
And I appreciate it. I got your back.
I love you. You're my twin sister.
I love you. You're my twin sister. Cogsworth! Cogsworth, where are you?
I'm right here. Me, Cogsworth.
Yes.
That's what I sound
fancy
like.
Fancy English clock. Hello.
English, indeed.
What are you guys talking about?
Chip, get back in the cabinet.
Okay, you're right. It is my bedtime. Clop, clop.
Get your mother out here. We need to talk to Mrs. Potts.
Me? Mrs. Potts?
Yes, you, Mrs. Potts.
Oh, yes.
We are having a meeting with you, Cogsworth, the clock, me, Mr. Candles.
Yes, no, do you want Lumiere?
No, I changed my name to Mr. Candles. Is my name.
But no, Mr. Candles, you know what that means. You've given up on ever returning back to your human self.
Well, it's not going to happen. The big beast boss man is no more, so there's nothing that we can do.
Stop talking like that. Now, I know you said I was British, but that's just a voice I sometimes put on. I'm pretty sure that I'm American.
All right, yes, Cogsworth, if you would like us to call you by your new cool American name...
No.
Gear Boy.
Yeah, I am Gear Boy, but truly, remind me.
Gear Boy, Mr. Candles.
I guess what I'm saying is I can't remember back because my brain is now a clock. Am I British or American?
Gear
Please
Boy,
tell me.
I feel that perhaps you have a similar affect as I, which is sort of mid-Atlantic.
Yes, yes.
And a touch of British.
Oh, yes, yes.
As opposed to I, Mr. Candles, with 100% French.
And then, of course, Mrs. Potts was quite British, no?
No. It's like, yes, I am, but it's so delicate.
Yes, yes, yes.
Can I ask a question? We have been things for so long.
My brain is a clock.
My brain is a candle, I'm Mr. Candles. What? Where? Who? But specifically where?
Your brain is tea.
Is this?
It is.
Is this? Your brain is tea. It's a bunch of slippity-slap going around. Your son has no brain at all. Your son is brains is the absence of space.
No.
But where
if
is
you
this
put
cat?
If you put brains in, if you put tea in his brains, they'd fall right out.
They'll fall right out of them.
Eat it.
I will not defend Chip to Mr. Candles and Gear Boy.
Hold on, I want to lie down on this dog that is also a couch very quickly.
Careful, your flames!
Don't
burn! Oh, Mr. Candles, be careful, what are you doing? Hey, where is this castle? Is it France, or is it...
Of course,
France.
It's
a province. It's a very provincial lie.
Town.
But only I am French?
Well, that man who was here, Gaston, that's a very French name.
He does not sound French.
I mean, what about, you know, there are lots of stories where it takes place in somewhere else, but in order for it to be in English, they just have a mashup of accents.
Mm. And also, if you think back to our beast, the beast before he was a beast.
Right, before Dr. Seuss came in.
That's
and
right.
Stabbed him as he was spinning around, I think, mid-transformation into a man.
That's right, he stabbed him. Bad.
Oh, but so bad.
We've bounced all over this crazy globe. Do you remember? We lived in England for a time.
Sure.
Texas. Remember the Texas castle?
We had that crazy castle in Alamo. We were like, we'll always remember you, the
and
Alamo
we did.
Castle.
And yet we forgot until this moment because our brains are gears and wicks and tea.
And the absence of anything at all for
Stop
your
Stop talking
stupid,
about my small son.
Son.
You are being rude about the son, but I gotta say, Patsy... He dumb.
Potsy, your son real dumb.
You
remember
know
all
he's
the
dumb.
Dumb things your son has been up to?
Is this what you called this meeting for?
Yes, it is! Time to roast your son! Time to roast your son! Time to roast him until he is done! It's time to roast your son!
Now you know that we love you!
We do!
And in a way we love him too.
Sure, sure.
But that kid is dumb as a box of mice, and you know that that's what we think now.
One time I saw that little cup trying to get up the stairs, but he froze at the bottom and I came upon him just standing there. I said, Chip, what are you doing? And he said, I forgot life is pain. I am a cup and I'm broken. And then I said, you're so stupid.
One time I walked into the bathroom. He was standing there brushing his hair. And when I say hair, you know I mean air, 'cause that cup has no hair.
One time I saw him with this sexy feather duster, and I was like, oh, making a move that is bold. But he thought she was a cupcake and tried to eat her.
Still sexy.
Time to roast your son. It's time to roast your son. I'm sorry, Patsy, your son is real dumb. It's time to roast your son.
Now, Mr. Candles, hand
Oh, sure.
Perhaps you haven't thought what would happen to a mine, and well, this is it. That kid for 30 years has been frozen at 6.
I mean, not only that, if you think about it, his head is literally broke. And so if we get down to the realization that it is really not a joke, it's very sad that
it's
he
sad.
Has been frozen in time, so very young.
Oh.
But honestly, none of that changes the fact that your kid only hears
the dumb.
It's time to remember when we had that pirate castle?
Hello?
Oh.
Hello? Hello? Is anybody in here?
Meow.
Oh. When I was in this castle, it didn't look like it had much life, but it certainly looked like it had more than this.
More than a wolf and a kitty cat?
Oh. A wolf followed me in here. I thought I escaped you in the woods.
Oh, you may have escaped all of my other friends, but not me.
Okay, well, at least you seem perhaps friendly, and you a kitty cat?
Oh, you think I'm friendly, bitch?
Oh my gosh, I was hoping.
Yes, Dwagho. Drag this man who stuck into our
castle.
Oh, yeah,
you just walked right in without even knocking, bitch.
I'm sorry, the door was open and I called hello. My name is Rubus Seuss and I'm a doctor, but also a poet.
Maybe, like, pick a lane, friend.
Oh, wow.
Hightail.
Hike.
Oh, jeez. Listen, I deserve this. I think I may have accidentally killed the master of this house.
We don't live here.
Oh. Well, then out of my way.
Oh, okay, see ya.
Okay, bye. We'll be back.
Bitch.
Oh.
Everyone, there's someone knocking at the door. Well, maybe they aren't gone. I don't know.
Hello?
Oh, no, there's someone definitely in the foyer. Everyone, to your positions.
We have
a guest, even you.
But shouldn't you and I greet her?
Yes, we will greet her. Sorry. Chip.
Yeah?
Chip, I need you to go do something very, very important.
Okay, sounds good.
I need you to sit under
this. Is it playing with this stick and hoop?
Yep.
Boy, I miss playing with this stick and hoop.
Hey, Chip, this time the stick is going to be made out of air.
Okay.
And the hoop is going to be made out of air. And they're both going to be under the sink where you will stay, please,
and
for the next 45 minutes or so.
Okay.
And instead of playing them with your actual cup body, you're going to play with them with your mind.
Ha! That's the only place I can play with a stick and hoop. It's always in my mind, which I don't have. Goodbye!
Oh,
what a dumb idiot. Sad story, but what a rube. Okay, everyone, places.
Go, off. Plates, run away. Duster, you too.
Duster,
don't forget you, big dresser.
Oh, Duster,
and me. Did somebody say
Big dresser, please. What the hell?
It's not your moment.
Jesus.
Wait for it.
Is it now?
No.
Big dresser, please.
Are you ready to hear from me? Big dresser, known
as
an armoire.
Please. Just go back up to the room. Close
Fine.
Your drawers.
Just wait. You'll have your moment. Just wait.
I will seize my moment when you least expect it. Hello? I know I was here very many years ago and you made a glorious feast for me, but now I'm back because my heart is, well, it's shrunk 8 sizes with remorse.
Very, very good.
Hello.
Welcome, monsieur. Please sit down. Pull up a chair as the dining room is
prepped.
No, let me do it.
I beg you.
Oh, okay, here we go.
You've already done this for me
yes,
and I don't deserve it.
No, it's going to be fun the second time.
Here we go.
This is awful.
We need something from you, monsieur. Our lives are very hard. You may not remember, since you've been here before and traveled so far. There's something we need from you for us to have a ball. Open that drawer, pick pick up Monsieur Knife and kill us all. Kill us all. Throw our bodies down the hall. Please make sure we all are very dead so we can rest in peace. Kill my friend, kill my guy. Make sure every one of us die. It is time for you to put us out of our misery.
You can take a knife, you can take a gun. We don't really care, I promise we won't run. You can throw us against a wall, you can step on us with your feet. You can even do, I don't know.
Here's a bat, here's a sword. Use them both, don't get bored. Just smash us all up and throw my friends across the floor. It won't matter what you do, you will have a ball. Just please kill us all.
Will Dr. Seuss kill them all? Is the beast dead? What are Thing 1 and Thing 2 doing?
How long can the Grinch stay in anesthesia when still survive?
Find out when we return to the second half of
Doctor and the Beast.
Yes,
that's right.
So there's a bunch of mattresses, right? And they're piled up high, so high. And under the mattresses is a pea, and on the top is a princess. And in the morning, the princess wakes up feeling achy, easily distracted, and forgetting things. And it's not because of the pea. It's because it's not a Lisa mattress. You gotta get a Lisa mattress. It's the product of 30 years of experience and hundreds of hours of rigorous product testing. It's designed for body contouring and pressure relief. The Lisa mattress is perfect for all sleepers, princesses, princes, non-binary royalty. You can shop conveniently online with free shipping and 100 nights to try the mattress in your own home. It's backed by more than 12,000 five-star reviews and loved by more than 300,000 happy sleepers, many of whom are royalty. They also donate one mattress for every 10 sold, so you can sleep easy and feel good about your purchase. I have one. I sleep on one every night. I'm not royalty, but gosh dang it, I feel like one because I'm asleep and I'm having those dreams of giving rights to the peasants so they can rise up and overthrow me. So right now, get $150 off the Lisa mattress plus a free pillow at lisa.com/offbook and enter promo code offbook at checkout. That's Lisa's best offer, lisa.com/offbook, promo code offbook, that's LEESA.com/offbook, promo code offbook.
Welcome back! We last left Dr. Seuss about to maybe kill a bunch of household appliances that are actually human. What will happen now when we return to
the Doctor and the Beast?
Where am I? What's happening? Where's Max?
Grinch, Mr. Grinch, please. Oh, shit.
You are peeking. Mr. Grinch, please calm down.
That's funny. That was funny. Okay.
Max is right here.
Okay, Max. Good. Take a deep breath, Grinch. Mr. Grinch. Good. No, a deep breath.
That is a deep breath.
That was a shallow, very shallow, extremely shallow. No. Take one from your big, huge, actually really large belly.
Real big.
There you go.
Okay.
Strange.
Just a tiny marble flew out of his ear. Okay. Very strange.
Oh, okay. So
am I okay? Did it go well?
Well, it's going.
It is going. Well,
it's actually going really well.
So the doctor is on somewhat of a, what would you call it? A
sabbatical?
Yeah, a quick sabbatical.
Okay.
So we've been kind of doing as much as we can,
right?
Which is a lot. We're
it's
very
so much.
Qualified.
Yes.
It's so much.
It's so much. We're doing so much. And, you know, is your chest open?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Don't look.
Oh, too late.
Oh, rats.
Okay.
So
this is on our
Oh, another marble?
Oh, there's another one. I think that's also just how to breathe.
Did some of Dr. Seuss's tears go inside of your chest cavity? Yeah. Okay, you could say they did.
Did they make your ribs grow and actually help out a lot?
It actually helped.
It feels almost there.
Yes.
No, we're very, very close. We're just kind of mid-thing, and this is our fault. You were asleep, and then we gave you the proper amount of anesthesia. We did just then start singing very, very loud.
Why do we do that?
Because we love to sing.
Yeah, we do.
We just love it.
Wait. There's only one thing I really care about.
Okay.
Did you make me sleep through Christmas?
Not yet.
What do you care that you do or that you don't?
I don't want to sleep through Christmas. I don't want to miss the Dahu Dori where I hold Cindy Lou Who's hand.
Hey,
she can't even touch the ground.
Chill out on Cindy Lou Who.
Yeah,
sorry.
I know, you were just like, I gotta go find that little girl and hold her hand.
Oh, you guys, that's not...
I mean...
I understand. Like, first of all, yes. Like, listen carefully and, like, protect children for
sure. That's right.
But, like, no, she just warmed my heart.
Okay,
you know, and
that's
she's
great.
The one who helped me see that, well... It came without ribbons. It came without bows. And I suppose.
Oh boy, I think he's kicking back in.
Dahu dore, dahu dore. I love Christmas, but then I forget. Dahu dore, dahu dore. Without regret. I'm sorry that I always make a resolution to not cause Christmas problems where then I am the solution. Where I both steal your Christmas and give it back, and every year suffer a heart attack. Dahu dore, dahu dore. I love Christmas, but I soon forget. Dahu dore, dahu dore. I'll make it longer this year, I bet. Maybe through March and maybe through April. I'll keep Christmas if I'm able. Maybe through July and to September. This lesson I will try. Again, I will not. I will never take it ever again.
Hey, Grinch, do you mind if I say something?
Of course, not at all.
I appreciate all that you're saying. I do want to remind you that every February you really become someone that we don't want to be around. And honestly, after you killed my dad that spring, it's hard for me to forgive
that you killed our father.
Because intent is not impact.
Wow, that's true.
Yeah. Anyway.
Although in that time, I think an accident versus a conscious
true.
Death
right.
maybe makes a slight difference. Not for your pain, but for the villainy inside my
heart.
It's
almost like you're saying, I'm sorry that.
No, good God, that's not what I'm saying.
Kind of feels
I'm
like
just
it
Dahu Dore, Dahu Dore. What can we do? Except every year try better to be better people. Like one and two.
Hey, that's us.
That was nice of you to say.
Yeah, no, I mean every word of it.
Okay. We are going to need you to kind of sort of like calm down and go back to sleep.
Right, because
you know what?
You can actually see that your heart is over. It's beating too fast.
And I don't want to put this like on you like it's your job. Goodness, that's not what I'm trying to say. And like, you don't need to have a relationship with me. I did vehicular manslaughter your Cat in the Hat father.
You can just call him a dad.
Sure. I killed your father.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I just mean, this is an instance where, like, in the eyes of the law, intent does matter. I just felt like I should carve out.
And
like,
I'm going to just put a little bit more of this drip in here.
I don't know. I just tried to say I'm sorry.
Why won't you do it?
I can't.
Why won't you end the
You know that I can't.
Of our life? Just take it. Take my friend the broom and smash my other friend the mirror.
I can't. In fact, I'm here because I think I might. Well, I just, can I go up to that west wing where you're not supposed to go?
Why?
I just kind of want to see. I just want to check and see if, well, somehow, some way, I didn't kill that beast.
The one that you stabbed?
You stabbed him bad.
I shot him with an arrow, and he is a big beast with a mighty hide. And I ran away while he was mid-rotating through the air. Did you guys, anybody ever check on him? Is he for sure?
Yeah, we had a memorial service.
Oh, yeah. We buried him.
Okay, so.
Beast to be buried.
Beast to be buried in the backyard.
Oh, high five.
Hey-o. Ow, my candle put out.
Damn, you melted my gear. Just one, I've got
plenty.
Yeah,
what are you here for? Like, is this for him or is this for you?
Great question.
Well,
because he is buried in the backyard.
High five. No, actually, no. Okay.
Why are you saying it like that?
What?
Why are you saying it like that? Are you scared or is it like...
No, it's funny.
Oh.
I mean, it's not funny that he's buried, but like we've kind of moved through it.
We're using humor to cope with tragedy.
I love it. I honestly was just checking there wasn't something I was missing.
Nope, nothing at all.
Buried in the backyard.
Okay, great. Well, I was hoping somehow, some way I didn't kill that beast, but I guess I have to be honest with myself, and I did. I'm just going to wander into these woods and let the wolves have me.
Which one?
I don't know. Whichever one gets there first, I guess.
Okay, just make sure that you don't meet the wolf with the kitty cat that follows him around.
Yeah, no, I already met them.
Oh, well, then there's absolutely no chance that the wolves in the woods will murder you.
Why?
Did you get roasted real bad by the kitty cat?
Not that bad, but a little bit.
Did she call you the B word?
Yeah.
She call you her property
no
now.
No wolf is going to be seen within 100 yards.
Not even
of
to
you.
Eat me?
No.
No. God, no.
And incur the wrath of that sassy cat?
Okay. Well, I guess I'll just go back and
Zeus!
Turn myself in.
Look at me. I used to have skin and bones, a brain, a body, hair, follicles, including hair. And now what am I?
A clock?
That's right, I'm made of metal, glass.
I'm also made of metal and wax and flame, and you leave me here to rot in this prison.
Trust me when I say we have tried to kill ourselves many times.
It cannot be done.
It's part of the spell, I guess.
We're like immortal or some jazz.
Oh, there's a spell?
What?
There's a spell?
Yeah.
Jazz. There's
a spell?
Yeah.
Why do you keep saying that? Hell yeah, there's a spell. We used to be humans. Now we're freaking household appliances.
Well, maybe I can find that crone and explain to her that I killed the beast and it wasn't about... She really shouldn't punish all of you for him turning that crone away.
Truly, who are you talking about?
What do you mean, crone?
Who put the spell on you?
Why do you assume it's a crone?
Why do you assume it's a crone? It was definitely
That's
an old
sexist
man.
Sexist as hell.
It was straight up a guy.
Wow, classic Seuss.
What? No, it wasn't.
In this castle,
in this one, it was a man.
No, wait, old crone came looking for somewhere to go, selling
a
rose.
I'm familiar with the story that you are telling. I'm telling you that in this castle.
We saw what happened to us. Trust me when I say it was a man.
Because we were just talking and we were like, happened. And you were like, oh, from a crone. And we're just saying, you weren't there. You were jumping to conclusions.
It's actually our experience.
I'm so sorry.
I don't believe that you were there. And God, if you were, what would you be?
I'm going to leave. Goodbye.
No, kill us, please.
Never.
Hey, Wolf.
Yeah?
I'm hungry.
You want to eat me?
What?
You want to eat me?
Shut up. You're my best friend, bitch.
You're my best friend, bitch.
Oh, my God. Like, I'd eat you. Oh, my God. Pinocchio?
It's either Pinocchio or someone singing a Pinocchio-ish song. Oh.
Oh, hi! Oh, hi! Oh, Fox and the Cat! I thought I'd never see you again.
Oh.
What up, loser?
Hey, I just wanted to come and let you know, now that I'm a real boy and I have, like, sensitivities, I just thought I'd tell you, being mean isn't a personality, okay?
What the fuck?
I seriously hate that guy.
Oh my God.
He's like, I'm made of wood.
I'm better than you because I'm made
of wood. A cricket tells me what to do. And
I do whatever the cricket says to do.
My girlfriend's blue.
I'm dating a much older woman. I assume it's a romantic relationship. She's so old. She gives me life. Hashtag give me life.
I left all my friends to become donkeys or whatever on an island.
I let them die on Pleasure Island.
Yeah, pleasure. Oh my God, I fucking hate that guy.
I hate him so much, but you know what?
What?
He might be right.
Wait.
Wolf.
No,
woof.
Yeah.
Woof.
Meow.
No, what are you saying, woof?
I'm saying that, like, we were just being mean instead of being, like, us, you know?
What? But aren't we us? Aren't we just being us?
Yeah, I guess so. But, like, is there more to us than mean, or no? Are we more than mean, or is mean who we are? If we made a wish on some side of star, would they say to us, "You two people with shining gleam, I've seen who you are, and you're mean"? Or are we more than mean? Like, what would we even be if we weren't just roasting people who walk through the forest that we see? What would we say to them? I never thunk. What could we do to a person instead of just rocking them with a dunk?
Who are we if not mean? I don't even know who I would see in a mirror, in a pond that's reflective like a mirror, 'cause I could see myself, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally.
Who are we?
Remember that one time, that one day?
Which
we
one?
We were hanging out by the castle in our normal mean way.
Of course.
We saw this big lump of dirt in the backyard, and we were like, ooh, we should dig in that dirt 'cause it doesn't look hard.
Yeah.
And that wasn't mean, that was just us seeing a big pile of dirt and kind of going with our instincts, and nobody got hurt. And we dug and dug into what seemed like a grave, but there was nothing inside of it at the end of the day. But we weren't mean.
But we weren't mean.
We were just digging up a grave. But we weren't mean.
But we weren't mean.
That was another way to behave.
I like that day when I think about that day. It was one of the best days of all of the days.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's practice not being mean. I'll say something and then you say something to me.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, bitch. Shit. No.
Well, no, okay. I think between us that's a term of endearment, right. So actually that's okay.
Okay.
My favorite thing to decorate with is candles and throw pillows.
That's a nice thought.
Oh, you didn't call me basic.
Whoa.
My biggest thing about my personality is I like to have long hair. I'm a wolf. How's that?
Okay, I guess that's cool.
Is it?
I mean, when I say that my favorite flavor is fish, how does that make you feel?
Honestly, fish is great.
Right?
Right.
I always feel like it has to be something better or cooler, but, like, I am who I am.
Yeah, and your favorite flavor is
fish.
We're not mean, we like fish. Oh, what a fun, shocking personality twist. Instead of being mean.
Oh, my God.
We dig her out of that empty open grave more.
Cool.
Well, I guess he hasn't woken up yet.
Okay, good. Oh my
but
gosh.
We did finish it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's done?
I feel like it's done.
Yeah. I mean, do you think Dr. Seuss will be mad that we sewed up his chest ourselves?
I honestly don't know.
But it's like he's been gone for so long. What are we supposed to do? Do you know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, we can't let him die.
No. I am positive that the doctor, Seuss, would really, like, if he were here, he'd be like, you have my blessing.
Okay. Let's wake him up.
Okay. Should we?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we have to.
On the count of three, kiss sandwich?
Him or us? Oh, him in the middle of the kiss sandwich. Okay, yeah.
One, two, three.
Hey, Grinch.
Hi. What happened?
You're done.
You're done, buddy.
Surgery is done.
Okay.
How do you feel?
Good.
Okay.
Okay, so your heart's all good. Your chest cavity's all good. We sewed you up nice and good. I mean, I guess like... Oh, I do have some bad news.
Oh.
Shoot. Should we tell him?
Yeah, I think we have to leave.
Okay. So it did take a while, Grinch. And I do have to tell you that it is December 26th. Oh, no.
Deep breaths.
Deep breaths, please. Where are these marbles coming from?
But if I miss Christmas and I have to wait all next year to feel good.
I have an idea, Grinch. This is something my twin sister and I were talking about. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you miss Christmas, maybe you could stay good all year?
Till next Christmas, right? Because you've had this resolution that you want Christmas to be great for everyone. But now Christmas isn't for another year.
Here's our proposal, Grinch. What if every day was Christmas? Every single day of your life. I'm talking Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You get the idea. What if every day from now on was Christmas Day?
Do I have to buy presents?
No.
And keep a tree up 365?
No.
Because that's a super stressful way for me to live. I won't thrive.
Of course, no.
Will I have to wear sweaters
with
reindeer month after month after week? And will I have to sing Christmas songs and only say happy holidays when I speak?
Hey, Grinch, I think you're taking this the wrong way. I'm talking about more like in your heart and soul.
Oh.
Not literally the things that you do on Christmas, like ham and stuff, but mostly just being cool.
What if every day was Christmas? Yes, I think this will do. I should not live like a Grinch. I should live more like Mr. Scrooge. Christmas to change his life and stop inflicting pain and causing strife. He saved Tiny Tim. He didn't need to be bad again and again. I will keep Christmas in my heart. I will keep it day after day. And I'll let you remind me if I backslide, if I
could be Christmas. What if every day could be Christmas? What if every day, I'm talking every single day. What if every day could be Christmas?
I'll try my best, but you know, that's kind of what I try to think every year, but this time I'm really going to try. Because you're right, I don't have that satisfaction of, well, I did it, and reset. Huh. Guess I should sleep through Christmas every year, and then I'll never get the release, and then I'll just always be nice like I'm preparing for Christmas. Max, put me to sleep every December 25th.
Well, another Christmas come and gone.
But no presents for us.
No presents for us. Well, hold on.
What?
I did get you a little something.
Oh, sure.
Here. It's this rose petal I found in the west wing of the castle where no one is supposed to go.
For me?
Mm-hmm. Now,
Candle
I thought
boy.
That this was a very, very wilty rose, but apparently it's not. There's like 7 or 8 petals still on this rose. So,
and I get to keep this?
Yeah, you do whatever you want. Keep it, pick the roses off, throw them away, whatever you want.
Knock, knock.
Oh, someone is knocking on the door.
Knock, knock.
Everyone, places,
hide,
places.
Hide, everybody.
No, you guys don't have to hide. It's me, Richard Scary, the one who put the spell on you.
Oh, yes. The
hello,
old
Mr.
Scary,
scary
crone man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Listen, you know, I was like messing around with inventions and creations, and I thought, like, maybe instead of robotics, maybe I could just, like, spell people into being, like, objects. And now I'm like, maybe that's, like, actually kind of whack.
Right.
And then, like, that beast was, he was supposed to be, like, learning a lesson about, like, not judging a book by its cover, but I, like, straight up punished all of you at the same time, which now that I, like, look back, I had just, like, a really amazing Christmas, and now I'm just like, wait, that's actually whack AF. So I've decided to, like, lift the spell on
wild. Meaning all of us in the castle.
Yeah. Because like, wait, that's so bonkers even to ever have done that to you. Like, I should have just made it a beast thing.
It is crazy collateral damage.
Yeah, like I wasn't even fully thinking about it, and then I was like, wait, this will be cool, and I can fill my pages and pages with like so many objects characters. And characters.
Yeah, maybe like a worm that lives inside an apple and drives it around.
Yeah, like that. I could just like imagine that instead of like turning like humans into cloths.
I'd say stick with the bears. You know what I mean?
You know, yeah, it just was like really weird of me. And so
this is, dare I say, a Christmas miracle?
Yeah. Well, I did have like a pretty nice Christmas, you know, so it is kind of, it did get me thinking. And I was like, what if instead of being scary, you tried to be merry? What if instead of being scary, you tried to be merry? And when I let that little thought worm into my apple car of a heart, I realized I had to do my part. It's a merry, merry Richard, merry Christmas from me to you. It's a merry, merry, merry Richard, merry Christmas. And now
stupid little boy!
And no, I'm not just stupid. I'm just inexperienced because I'm a child.
A child, a six-year-old
child. What a merry, merry Richard, merry Christmas. And he saved the little boy.
What a merry, merry Richard, merry Christmas.
And we all feel joy. Oh, this is strange. There's someone outside with a sled being pulled by a single dog, and even though Christmas is over, it seems like his head is in a fog.
Huh?
He seems to have lots of gifts that he brought for everyone. Open the doors for him.
We're digging up a grave and we put him in a bag.
It's a merry, 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 merry Christmas from me to you.
Classic Bell.
The end. That was The Doctor and the Beast, the musical. All canon. We'll be back right after this.
Have you read just about every crime thriller book on the shelf? Are you itching for more? Well, let me introduce you to Hunt a Killer, your new favorite obsession. Hunt a Killer is a monthly subscription where you become a detective, immersed in a murder mystery. Each month, you'll receive crime scene photos, evidence, and the information you need to use to solve a crime. It's so interactive that it feels real. Because it is real. And normally this is the part where Jessica says that it's not real, but she's not here because I'm recording these from home, so it is real. And the stakes couldn't be higher. It's perfect to play solo, as a date night, or for a game night with friends. You can even join their online community and work with other people who are at the same point in the story as you. And by story, I mean real murder investigation with lives on the line, you guys. So right now, just for our listeners, you can go to huntakiller.com/offbook for 10% off your first box. They only accept 200 members a day, so go and do it now. Otherwise, the murder won't be solved, and also you won't get to do it, and it is very, very fun. So that's huntakiller.com/offbook for 10% off your first box. huntakiller.com/offbook. It is real. Hey, there's a really great show here at Earwolf. There are actually many, but this is about one of them specifically, and it is called Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast. If you know him the way I know him, it's because he is the most famous cartoon parrot, arguably, in the world, from Disney's Aladdin, and of course he is also an incredibly talented and respected stand-up. Gilbert brings celebrities like Weird Al, heard of him, Judd Apatow, heard of him, and Ira Glass, heard of him, onto his podcast to talk about show business legends, old horror movies, folklore, dirty jokes, and stories from the road. And this week they have a really special episode with Alan Alda, heard of him, who you know from tons of great movies and shows like MASH, The West Wing, The Aviator. Just, guys, Alan Alda on West Wing, it doesn't get better. You don't want to miss this one. Other guests include Rosanna Arquette, Paul Feig, Patton Oswalt, Peter Fonda, Sid and Marty Krofft, heard of him? Check out new episodes of Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast every Monday, wherever you listen, like Stitcher or Apple Podcasts.
Welcome back, Tarsi.
Oh my gosh. Boy, are we lucky to have you.
What a ride.
Not just us, the world.
Not just us, the world.
You guys, I love you.
Oh my gosh.
We want to do a segment, which is what we call segments.
Mr. Candles?
Mr. Segment. We're just going to rap about Dr. Seuss. We didn't really think about more than that. We just think...
We only got to hear about his doctor side.
That's true.
Like, let's just see the other side of the Seuss world. And we'll just get a fly beat going.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa!
Oh, okay.
Did somebody say fly beat?
Whoa!
Heavy on the toms.
Oh. Let me tell you who I am. You know I'm a person, I'm Sam, I am. And I only like those green eggs and ham. That's what I'm eating and I never have yams. I only eat two foods. And you might say, yo, that is rude. Tonight I try other foods like in you're in a box. Or maybe you even dine with a fox.
Yo, what's up? I'm a fox. I've been living in this box and I live in here like 24-7. If you check me out on the corner, no doubt. I've been here in this box. It's my box like heaven. And I'm like, where is the fox should be? Should he be in a den? But it's not for me. And I don't eat eggs and I don't eat lox. I'm just a fox that hangs out in a box.
Speaking of eggs, you know I am an egg. I may be green and my name is Egg. I'm a green egg and my friend is Ham. You know him, Sam, I am. I'm just saying Seuss lyrics, cause guess what, they rhyme. So I'm doing fine, baby, I'm a green egg.
Go, and I eat that egg and I'm never gonna stop. I need to fill up when I hop on pop. Every day I'm hopping and I'm never stopping, cause I'm hopping on that popping and I know I'll be topping.
You know every me, day. I'm Horton, yes. I am a who, I mean no. Let me start again, my name is Horton and I'm an elephant. I'm so big, but I think I'm so small. Do you like me and my tail? I have a cute little tail with a little tiny puffy and I am an elephant.
What's up, everybody? Now I'm on the attack. Y'all motherfuckers know me, I'm the Lorax. Yeah, I'm super neato. One time I was voiced by Danny DeVito. Yes, in the picture film. You will like it, it's very good. I think I actually haven't seen it, but I bet it's fine. It's probably fine, it's probably fine.
Here's what I'll tell you about that tale. Here's what you should remember so well.
You
know that Lorax, he saves the Earth. Well, he doesn't, but then we have to have rebirth. Yo, it's an environmental story, yo. You should listen to that Lorax, bro, because he's telling us how we can protect our planet, and that is what, you know, I'm gonna stand it. I love saving the Earth, and I love books that tell me to.
Yeah!
And I love it like I love that fish. One red, then one is blue!
Yeah! Everybody knows that we gotta protect all of the biomes. Got seaches, oh seaches, oh seaches, and they on the beaches. Gotta protect them within our reaches.
Go, dog, go! Go, dog, go! Go, dog, go! You know I gotta go! I'm driving to a tree, it's a big old tree. I'm gonna live in the tree, I'm gonna date another dog!
You talk to tree, you talk to dog, and I like that. Now I got to talk about that big cat. The cat in the hat with this
cat
thing.
In the hat.
You know about this, we already did sing. But remember how those kids were alone on a rainy day? And he came in to make it fun in a special way. But you know, he made such a big mess. So, but I must confess that the cat in the hat kind of freaked me out. He was scary without a doubt.
Yep.
Why does he make those kids get in trouble and bring things that are big and they double?
He's a mischief maker. Some bad stuff transpires. Why didn't you think he was played by Mike Myers? Everyone was like, we need a guy to mix it up. How about this guy? And he did it for sure.
I'm Jim Carrey. You all know me. I was the Grinch in real life. I'm an actor. I'm funny. Sometimes I like to do drama. I have so much money, baby. My name is Jim Carrey, baby. You love me. I'm gonna win an Oscar.
Jim Carrey's gonna win an Oscar.
Jim Carrey's gonna win an Oscar.
If he's not, then he's an imposter.
Jim Carrey's gonna win an Oscar.
Oh my gosh, that's the truth. We said it here, you know it's gonna happen.
I can't believe we got Jim Carrey on the mic. He just ran into the studio and then ran away.
He looked good.
He did, and he has good. So much money, baby.
He does have so much money, baby, and he did make sure that we all knew.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's like when you have that much money, you can talk about it.
You can, because it's like, let's not pretend.
Exactly.
Let's forget about the elephant, that Horton in the room.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That Horton and the who.
That Horton and the who.
Oh my gosh.
Darcy Carden.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you so much for coming. Come back on the show.
Thanks for having me.
My gosh.
You did the pilot. You did a live one. Now I got you just back for a normal studio episode.
Let's get you in that ordinary time, as they say.
I love it. Thank you for having me. I tell everybody I know to listen to this podcast. It's truly one of my favorites.
Everybody,
that's the nicest.
Go watch Barry on HBO. Go watch The Good Place. Are you kidding me?
On Netflix or... catch up. If you've missed it, what you doing?
Yeah, binge it, baby.
Binge it. Where else can people find you?
At my house. You want the address?
Go to your house and go on Instagram and check out Penny.
Check out my dog on my Instagram. I love you guys.
Love you.
Love you too. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Karate Bird. Thank you, Mailperson Stacy. Thank you, everybody. And as they say, as we say at the end of every episode, if you breathe out a marble, man,
you're gonna sound garbled, Dan.
Bye!
Bye.
Hey guys, want to say thank you one more time to Hunt a Killer for supporting the show. Hunt a Killer is, of course, a monthly subscription where you become a detective immersed in a murder mystery, and each month you receive crime scene photos, evidence, and the information you need to use to solve a crime. It's so interactive that it feels real, and I can't stress this enough. The reason that it feels real is because it is real. It's not a game. It's a real thing that seems like everyone is going to tell you it's a game. Don't listen to them. So right now, just for our listeners, go to huntakiller.com/offbook for 10% off your first box. They only accept 200 members a day. So hurry and take advantage of this offer and save those lives. That's huntakiller.com/offbook for 10% off your first box. huntakiller.com/offbook. It's real. And we need your help.